I got a doctor's appointment at 10. I think I can do one more segment.
Hang in there. Ratchet it up. You got another 5 minutes in you.
Dig deep. I got to tell you, can I talk about something?
Just,
I know we don't have anything.
Well, I don't know. I actually looked up here, and there's the steroids hearing. I didn't know what was going on. I honestly thought it was like a Geico or a Subway commercial. That's what it's come to now.
Who's you to see, say like, that?
Well, the fake steroid hearing, the fake congressional hearing.
Why don't you call Edmunds, clown boy?
I wanted to talk about the show Growing Pains and how that was a cultural phenomenon.
All right. Well, I think
the great Kirk Cameron.
Let me ask you this. If Alan Thicke were to come up to you and buy you a drink, would you accept it?
Have many times, actually. He's a good-looking man, you know.
Something about him freaks me out.
Kirk Cameron freaks me out.
What happened to him?
He's on like Tiger Beat and then gone.
Yeah, he got really into religion, and then he frowned upon Julie McCullough, who was his nanny that came in on the show and became his girlfriend.
But,
not his,
you know,
nanny. That would be a little perverse, but hot.
But that he got,
but she
the
was
girl,
a Playboy,
the pretty,
so
the pretty girl.
He did.
He's married to her.
Lou Brock is in D.C. today testifying.
I'm not here to talk about the past, he just said.
Why are they trotting some of these guys out from years ago? What are they supposed to say?
I think that they're angry that there is steroid abuse, because some of the guys that they've invited have been outspoken about, like Hank Aaron.
Well, Ryan Sandberg is on
Ryan
the list.
Ryan Sandberg. And they're both guys that have been outspoken about steroid abuse in today's game, so I think that's why they invited
them. What is this hearing about? I got to be honest, I don't know. Just a follow-up to the last one?
Maybe Congress
sequels are never as good as the first one. That last one was great.
Maybe Congress is doing its own Bush Stadium farewell. They're having hearings on it.
Top moments. They're doing their top moments. They're counting them down here.
Steroids is bad.
Hey, what's Kirk? What's Kirk Cameron's wife's name?
What is her name?
Because she went to my college. Her name used to be Nancy Mueller. And she was just okay in college.
Really?
And she got a ton of work done. Next thing you know, she's like a big TV star.
What is her name? I'm sure some idiot.
Anybody ever
knows.
Date her at NIAC? Where'd you go? Stinky?
No, she was dating.
Did you ever do
Stamos?
That?
Oh yeah, some of my fraternity buddies were there for certain.
They got her
for certain. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I thought she was a very.
What about the sergeant at arms, Stinky?
No, it's if memory serves.
But the RA.
He's going to bring up a random name right now. Probably the guy that traced his privates on a desk in class.
No, that was T. Slow. He didn't do it. No, we had a couple guys.
T. Slow?
T. Slow. Yeah, and that's how he would sign the desk. T. Slow.
We're getting calls on Kirk Cameron now. 969-0590,
your
Kirk Cameron call.
Two of my guys in my frat had been with Nancy Mueller. That's her real name. I don't know what it is now. And then she looks a lot different now. She just looked like a regular attractive girl back then. She must have had some
What
work
is
done.
Her name?
I have no idea. Where's the entertainment reporter? Get her on the horn.
Something Noble. Is that right?
Chelsea Noble.
Is that it?
I think that's the move.
Yeah, go to Mark.
She's
anyways.
Hot.
Mark, you're on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, it is Chelsea Noble.
Thank you, Mark.
You guys got it right.
What about that Kirk Cameron? Would you? Yeah, you would.
No.
You would.
Not with yours.
I would with yours.
You grab Kirk Cameron, you watch a little Desperate Housewives, one thing leads to
Bowl
another.
Of popcorn. I find it hard to believe that Joey hasn't watched Desperate Housewives. I didn't realize, Tim, you hadn't seen it.
I hadn't seen it.
So you're mad about the...
I'm mad about the fact that any TV show is all of a sudden being viewed as some kind of social movement when it's simply a TV show. That's all.
Didn't you think Blossom had like a social message?
Well, I mean, you're talking about Maya Bialik there. That's a different situation.
Some of the very special episodes of Blossom had social
with
messages.
Six?
On an all new
Jenna Oive or something?
A very special Blossom.
Every week was a very
special
Blossom.
All right, let me ask you this, and if I'm out of line, tell me, because I know this is a sports talk show.
It is?
But if you had a choice between Joey Lawrence and Kirk Cameron, they're both in your bed.
Tie for first.
Isn't this on Friday where we
have
to break
this down? Letter C, all the above. And throw in that Gary Coleman.
When is Joey Lawrence going to be on Surreal Life? What does that guy do now?
I was watching a made-for-TV movie last night with him and the great Jennifer Love Hewitt. It was made in 2005. They're making made-for-TV movies.
Are you
together.
Being for real?
I'm dead serious. I come out in the living room after probably handling myself, and Liz is watching TV. And I said, what the hell are you watching? You know, some movie with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Joey Lawrence. It was made in 2005.
I think he'll be the surprise guest on Friday because Joe's been working on somebody for a week and a half now.
It'll be Joey Lawrence?
The surprise exit poller.
Tim, this guy's here for you. This guy that's coming in.
We could go 10 minutes.
At Macaulay, he's a Paul Feig basketball player.
He's looking at you.
I hope he's not
like he wants to fight you.
I don't know if he's all a favorite, but I know he was in the...
what is the deal?
He's all
is he? I don't know any better.
Yeah, I got a phone call during that last break and I didn't pick it up.
Who is this guy?
Oh, and I refused to answer it. And then the cat gets a call immediately. He answers it, and it was Cusimano. He's blowing up my phone and your phone.
Well, it said on the phone, Cusimano, teammate here, so I answered the call.
Nice team attitude.
No wonder everyone hates you at the station.
I guess I'm loaded in here. It just said his number.
Well, Vizier and Maurice hate him because...
Forshizzle treats him badly.
Yeah, he treats him differently than he treats
Pelican. Can you imagine
Pelican.
If Kirk Cameron were on the Channel 2 sports staff? He would be getting nothing all the prime Rob
DeZier,
assignments.
Nothing against Rob DeZier, but Kirk Cameron should be handling numbers? Your week.
You're pulling some numbers.
Someone will say, did I hear Kirk Cameron's going to Channel 2?
Wouldn't that be the best?
Is that for real?
Kat said the Rams are 15-1 and Kirk Cameron's doing sports? But what did Kuz want? What's the big deal? Blowing my phone up, your phone
he
up?
He wanted to clarify LaRusso's comments.
Shows what kind of respect I have. He didn't bother calling me.
Called
well,
me
if he
first.
Had a question about porn, I'm sure he would have rung you up.
Do you want to clarify that Marquis's not a reliever?
That what was upsetting to LaRusso last night during his post game?
Well, what wasn't upsetting?
The beginning was okay. They asked said, about, hey, nice to see Larry Walker.
Was that Calvin?
Was Calvin?
I think that was Joel. And then Joel asked about Marquis's role, I think, the rest of the week. I couldn't hear the
As
question.
As a reliever.
And then that's when, can we talk
not
about
a reliever?
The game? Can we talk about the game?
But he also said that he's not a reliever.
Well, I mean.
He was just out there getting work, in case you're confused.
What about if
it.
The Cardinals signed Kirk Cameron for bullpen work in the postseason?
I don't think that's the move. I think they have a solid enough bullpen, unless he's a lefty.
Can you get to Kirk Cameron? How quickly can you get to LaRusso?
I think that's a stupid idea.
We should get Kirk Cameron on here and let Tim try to bring him down.
Do
it. How quickly can you go from Kirk Cameron to LaRusso? Can you do the 2 degrees of Tony?
All right, let's play.
Oh, producer Joe wants in.
Oh, God.
Hi, Joe.
I think you can go Kirk Cameron to Candace Cameron, who's married to Valerie Bure, who's probably friends with one of the Blues, who's friends with LaRusso.
It's not bad.
Not bad. Kind of vague, but not bad.
Sorry,
and by the way, Joe, watch Desperate Housewives. You will love it. Guaranteed.
But I've already missed the whole first season, so I've got to get the DVD before I can start watching season two.
Oh, God, you're so gay. Why doesn't the King have you over Sunday night? Is it only a Saturday deal for you two?
No, I think we're going out tonight.
God, it's the strangest damn thing. What are you doing tonight?
I don't know.
I think we're going out tonight.
Dinner and a movie? Dinner and a movie?
No. I mean, we'll go and watch a ball game somewhere. They have to do the teacher walking stuff tonight. So
what?
The teacher walking stuff that they do for their show that Jamie Walking used to do. There's two teachers who do it now. So we'll go out and have a little bit of dinner and a drink or something and watch a ball game.
And he tries to look manly as he says it.
At Fridays, right?
No, I don't think we'll be at Fridays.
Oh,
somewhere in Chesterfield, probably, since it's kind of in between. I haven't had to go out to St. Charles for a while, although this way feels a lot longer than St. Charles.
Does he come to the city for you?
No, he hates the city.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You got to move out to
St.
Charles.
But that's not fair, you know?
I know, whatever.
He could go to McGurk's with you, couldn't he?
Yeah.
In the city?
Sure he could, yeah.
Sounds like the King's running this relationship.
Yeah, he wears the pants.
So I need to start sending out TV tapes. Stat.
Are you going to be leaving our show to go to his?
No.
Now we got
I'm
all serious.
I'm kind of surprised.
Now they got all serious.
Yeah, it seems like we might have touched a nerve right there. Nicely done, the cat. Is there something going on?
Are you guys maybe too close to also work together?
I don't know. I like being
My God,
here.
He's seriously thinking about it.
No.
This is weird because you suddenly got all serious.
Why? Why would I get all serious about what?
That's what we're wondering.
I was being serious before.
That.
Call Jack. What?
Who?
What are you? Why are you so
complete inside joke?
What's wrong with you, Joe?
Nothing's wrong with me.
How did it all start? Can I ask that?
What?
Yeah, how did it all? That's a great question, Martin. God, this guy is.
I think he was asking how your relationship.
A retarded
with the King.
Gay producer at a sports talk radio
station. What's the
King's
51. You're 26.
Well, I don't know how old he is exactly.
I thought it said that in the paper, but you can't believe everything that's in the paper, I guess. I don't know.
I don't want to stir up trouble. I don't want
Tim
to be at dinner
unemployed.
And you're going, you know, King, you could come to the city and go to McGurk.
Yeah, I think and you need a home and home. Enough of this.
Well, no, I'd say, why don't you come down here? And he's like, no, I hate the city. See what happened to your car yesterday? I'm not going down there.
Ooh. And then you go, okay, well, you're I'll meet you at O'Charlie's.
No, I think it started like in
Corner
February.
Corner of good times and good food.
February or something like that. We were watching a basketball game. And we just started hanging out watching
really
ball
their,
games.
Is that really their motto?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, that is the whitest thing in the world.
The corner of good times and good food.
That's insulting to white people everywhere.
The morning grind at the corner of bad radio, bad jokes, bad producer. 7 to 10. Joe, I wouldn't take all that bad producer talk. You're my little buddy. Well, I guess we never. I don't know.
What goes on? What kind of people are hanging out at these O'Charlie's, Applebee's, Chili's, Fridays?
Honestly, the last couple times,
shooting.
The last couple
it's like
times,
Studio 54. People are blowing junk off each other's backs.
I'll have the Jack Daniel's mesquite chicken.
No, the last couple times we've been hanging out at Fox and Hound out there in the Chesterfield Valley. We got some nice TVs in. We've been watching games there. I haven't been to the Fridays or whatever for a while. But it's just a different group of people.
Do you ever pick up a check?
Yeah.
Good for you.
That doesn't seem right. King's making like 20 times as much as you are.
Yeah, whatever.
In the program, usually when you pick somebody up, like the downtrodden, you go grab them for the day to feel better about yourself for a few hours. You take them to the zoo or to Ted Drew's. All right, you're my little buddy. I'll see you next week.
May or may not molest them.
Yeah, and you drop them off. I think they should be paying.
Yeah,
that's
but
part
of the little buddy program, you go to where the kid is sometimes. Oh, you know, it might be school or arts and crafts
class.
Seems
like it might bother you a little bit.
Me?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, honestly.
Me? No.
Oh, the guy behind me?
Martin, I can't have a conversation with anybody in this building. I don't know what... Where have you people been schooled? I don't understand anything anybody says.
No, this is ADD Central. There's no question. What? Huh?
So is it just you and the king going out tonight, or are there other people?
No, there'll be the people that are doing the work for the teacher walking stuff will be there.
This is all very veiled.
No, I mean, the girls that do the teacher walking stuff, they'll be there too.
So can I ask if this is a double date?
No, it's not a date.
Well, it seems like there's two guys and two girls going out on a Wednesday night. It seems like it might be a double date. I'm just being honest.
Nah, it's not anything like that. A double date would be like, well...
Two guys and two girls going out on a Wednesday night.
But I think there would have
Joe's
to be like...
World.
I think
you're
going to
have food, right? There'll be food.
Yeah, so that...
That's sort of a date thing.
I think for the date, there would have to be like some sort of idea of like, well, you know, this guy's wanting to get with this girl and this guy's getting with this girl sort
and
of
you guys
thing.
Are happy with each other.
What, are the two girls into each other?
No, that'd be awesome.
You and the king could sit there and watch that together.
No,
that wouldn't
but,
be
little buddy, what should we do? Those girls are leaving, but our mozzarella sticks aren't here yet.
Okay. When are the TRs around?
That's fine. I mean, we can leave or we can get some TRs to go. It's fine.
TRs.
Toaster ravioli.
Outsider.
Outsider.
I'm going
I had no
back.
Idea what that meant.
All right, Joe, you've revealed a lot by revealing nothing.
Just don't get so serious on us, please. It's just jokes. It's just jokes. Yeah, you're serious.
Yeah, wow, we really got to him. This is good. We found a sensitive spot.
Easy.
Don't worry. When you go to the afternoon show, you won't have to be grilled like this.
We'll be in the commercial break, and Joe's going to be back. Hey, the king just called. He doesn't eat mozzarella sticks, so, I mean, if you're going to make a joke, he's been eating a Caesar salad, okay? So just get it right. This is the Morning Grind.
Sports Later
fan.
A can't miss.